Wait, what's happening?
My phone was not working. It was like freaking out on me. I don't like that.
So I think, so my phone's done the same thing. So we're going to see, oh God, we went and saw Jigsaw. I think
oh
I told
my
you about
God,
that.
You told me
so
that.
When we're going to see Jigsaw, we're trying to use our movie pass. Hannah was trying to connect to the internet, and her phone wouldn't work.
Okay.
It wouldn't connect to the internet, even though she had service, everything was fine, but it just wouldn't go to the internet. And so we couldn't use MoviePass, so we had to like walk a block until it got better service, I guess, or just changed the service, and then she got it, and then we walked back. But it was weird. Her phone like just wouldn't connect to the internet. And then when we were on set, my phone just stopped working.
My phone completely stopped working. But we had a lot of like we had a lot of technical stuff
problems.
Going on.
But it's done that to me like repeatedly, and so I have a conspiracy theory that I think when the new phones come out, because the new phones just fucking dropped, they cut off service to the old phones, because my phone is old and it is ready to be replaced by Apple. Apple is ready to replace my phone, but I am
ready
not
or not,
yet ready.
Get a new phone.
I am not monetarily
in
a good place.
Even exploring the phones in the store, you were just like, I like the super old one that was tiny.
I like that one. Okay. It's a nice handle. You can go top to bottom, to right to left.
It's
all
the
normal.
SE, if you guys want to know.
But I don't mind getting the SE because the camera is shit.
Yeah, the camera's garbage,
and it's
you guys.
It's only got 2 gigs of RAM.
Megapixels. Oh, okay.
2 gigs of RAM. The new one's got 4. It's not going to be able to run that OS.
Nothing.
I got 2 gigs, and I can barely hold on.
Here's the thing:
just waiting for the actual like stock of that phone to run out.
I didn't like it. The reason why I liked it was not because it felt like the old one. The reason why I liked it was because it felt better in my hand.
It feels way better because they made that one. Saying, how can we make a great phone?
Yeah.
Ergonomically, I don't know if that's the right
word.
You
like how the X felt?
Okay, the X is a good compromise. I will say that.
It's fine.
It's a nice compromise. It's got the bevel.
I like
it's got
how
lightness.
It looks.
I didn't want the X until I held it in my hand. I was like, shit, this is much better for vlogging.
It's pretty cool. that little bevel, it kind of sucks, but it's okay.
It's okay now.
See, you were not on the other side of the fence.
No,
we had the conversation, and you were on the other side of the fence, and then you held it in your hand, and
I
think you
like,
came
okay.
around.
Yeah. I know. Twice I've been deciding, like, am I going to buy this? $50 a month.
I was going to get it in the store if they had one in the store.
They said no.
But they were like, we don't have any. You have to check the website to see if we have it before you come over here.
Put a sign. Don't be rude.
No, yeah, don't be rude.
They weren't being rude. They were like, hey, like, so you don't waste time.
Okay.
Like, next time, you could always check on the website to see if we have it in stock.
Yeah.
And I was like,
don't get my hopes up.
And I said, it's all right. Like, I was just wandering in. I pointed to you guys.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just heard you.
Stop fighting. Because I pointed to you. I was like, no, they're like looking for stuff. So I just asked. I was like, it's wandering.
Yeah.
It's fine.
We had I had a problem at the Apple store today when we were trying to get those hard drives. We need to get those.
Oh,
we were trying to get 4 terabyte hard drives because we're working hard.
4 terabyte hard drives.
Yeah.
Because our project is like 2.5 terabytes.
Yes.
Holy shit. Oh, we were on set for the last couple of days.
That's why this is late.
We stayed so late. We've been working. Luis specifically. Has stayed so late the past couple of days.
I set up a studio that no one shot at.
Luis went to set all day, and then he came back here and set up a studio again. And then that studio ended up not being used. And then he came to set the next day and then dealt with all of our shit. And then you loaded footage all night.
Yeah.
It's been an adventure. Now we have to go to Fry's. This is going to be a short episode, hopefully.
Oh, that's right.
This is going to be a shorter episode because we have to leave to get to Fry's in time to pick up the hard drives that we need to do our project tomorrow.
Dun, 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 dun.
I don't think copyright-wise we can use that.
dun, dee, doo, dee, dee, dun, dun.
APM, hit us up.
So what pissed me off at Apple, well, it didn't really piss me off, but it was annoying.
It's weird.
I was like, okay, I'm ready to check out. Let's go. And no one flocked to us. No one came to us. And so I just did this.
You know why?
I just lifted my hand up.
Because you were a horde of people. And like and we were by the iPhone X's. I think they were like, oh, we don't want to go up to them and tell them we don't have the X's. Like they didn't realize you guys were actually
I had boxes. I had a box in my
yeah,
arm.
You were still in a group of people
I'll tell
just
you,
wandering
I was
around.
Doing, I was raising my hand. I was like,
I literally,
just literally
you were like, where do I go? And I'm like, just ask that guy. And he saw me go that one. He's like, hey, what do you need? I was like, see.
Okay, but here's the thing. Here's the bigger qualm I have, okay, with the thing. So we found out today. This is very technical. Sorry for those who don't like technical things, but this is kind of bullshit.
You guys have to vent.
Okay, we're venting. All
right. Oh, yes!
So, Luis just just realized what I'm venting about.
Yes.
This is bullshit. Okay.
This is great. I have to reset this back
up. Oh, right. By the way, welcome to We Stayed Late.
Welcome to We Stayed Late.
The podcast that's still figuring out who we are. We don't know, okay?
Oh, God. This episode brought to you by HelloFresh. Hello.
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 HelloFresh.
Sincerely brought to you by HelloFresh. We would have not had this episode if it wasn't for them.
HelloFresh is the reason why we're doing this episode today, because we've been so crazy busy running around trying to get shit ready.
Yeah.
And then we were like, oh, HelloFresh is sponsoring this episode. We got to do this episode. Yeah. It's going to be a good episode. So anyway, you can go, you can use WSL30 at HelloFresh.com to get some food. Okay, I gotta actually read what it says, because I did not do a great job.
You have to read it now, or do you have to read it in the middle?
I gotta read it in both. yeah, and promo code WSL.
There are so many different ways to say
for $30 off your first week. There you go. There's what it is.
Woo!
There's so many different ways to do three with your hands.
I know.
We figured this out the other day. This is for the YouTube subscribers.
We are signing things. Go watch you. By the way, subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Guys, we are so
close. Yeah, get us to 1,000 at least. We'll put up his Pokemon video.
So we have a ton of people listening to the podcast, but we don't have very many subscribers on YouTube.
And
so
listen,
if we get
1,000, we can finally start streaming.
We can do some streams. We got Nextbox.
No, that's true. They won't let us stream until we get 1,000.
They said, you don't got 1,000 people.
I reached out to them, and they said, no.
Because of this new bylaw that happened in April 2017.
Okay, so I'm going to vent about what the fuck. Okay, so for those who are not technical people, just...
Bear
just,
with us.
Just feel
grab
the
a bear and bear with us.
Just feel the emotion of my pain and don't worry about the actual
this
words.
This is the angriest you'll see.
Okay, so here's the thing. Thunderbolt. I'm saying that right?
Yes, Thunderbolt.
Okay. We've been lightning.
I know. I'm sorry. I said lightning.
I said it. Lightning cables, yeah. Thunderbolts, whatever. Okay, so the Thunderbolt port on a computer or on a hard drive is the same size as a USB-C port. Okay, so if you're with us now, you've made it farther than most people. All right, so a Thunderbolt USB-C, same size port, but if you're attaching a hard drive. And you're trying to, you have like a USB, basically in order to attach like a newer hard drive to an older computer, you have to get a little connector thing.
A little dongle.
It's our favorite new word, a little dongle.
A little dangle.
Not a dangle, it's a dongle. Okay, so if you're gonna connect it, you gotta get a little dongle that converts it. The problem is that the hard drives that have USB-C out, even though the same size plug plugs into there, the Thunderbolt, it doesn't work.
No.
And it's so misleading because you're like, oh, I could just plug this right in. It's the same plug.
A Thunderbolt and a USB both have the same size.
They're both
fit in very well.
Yeah, and they both do the same thing.
Yes. They both transfer files.
Transfer files. They have this. I'm pretty sure they have like the same specs of like how fast they transfer stuff
over. They both
over.
Transfer 10 gigabytes over something.
A second? A minute?
A second? I don't know. No, that can't be a second.
It can't be a second.
It's got to be something.
But... it just didn't work. And so we spent basically our whole day trying to figure out how the fuck we're going to get these hard drives we've got to
work. And now we're a day behind.
And now we're just returning them and going, like I said, we're going to Fry's to pick up hard drives after the podcast, because Fry's is apparently the only place. I went to Best Buy to find hard drives, and they were like, oh yeah, we don't have those. I was like, you're Best Buy, why don't you have hard drives?
Yeah.
Why did they have hard drives?
I guess they're not the best anymore.
Well, they probably ran out. There's probably another production.
But to be honest, the Thunderbolt 2s are old, and I guess people are moving to the Thunderbolt 3s.
But what you told me is that Thunderbolt 3 would be fine, and they didn't have Thunderbolt 3s.
Okay, well, then that's the problem.
Right.
Thunderbolt 3 would be fine.
It would be fine.
I'm always expecting things to be out of stock in L.A. because there's so many productions going on.
Yeah, but they didn't even have it.
Like yesterday, you guys had me go out and get lithium ion batteries.
Yes. Oh, yeah, and a USB...
Mini.
Not micro.
Not micro. Oh my God. Because holy shit, I was coming back with a micro. And I was just like, let me double check. And
micros are the typical thin babies.
Those are the little thin babies. Yeah. And the minis are the thick babies.
Yeah. Are the thick ones for the GoPros, even though that's also tiny. Like, anyway. So finding those, that was a pain in the ass. And also lithium batteries, because I was just like, oh, okay. I was like, honestly, on a whim. Because I was like, oh, here's some 9 volts. I'm like, why are these like way more expensive than these? And I was like, and I looked at double checked the thing. I was like, oh, that's what I'm supposed to get. It's the more expensive one. And then I had to find that for like double A's. And Fry's only had like a couple of them that I need to bring back 12.
Damn.
So that was a mission, and somebody misorganized their files and whatever it was. I found 12. Okay. I found 12.
Just hidden around the store.
It just took, like, it was just the wall of batteries. They were just all over the place.
It's like a scavenger.
Fry's
hunt.
Is kind of a mess in LA. Let me tell you that. In Texas, it's great.
But
it's big.
But you're
it's
not
going to
find any more lithium ion. I took them all.
All of them.
Like, that's what was left at that Fry's, and I was like, I feel so bad if someone else needs.
I don't
to get
even
these.
Know what lithium is.
It just lasts longer, I think.
Oh, okay.
They were more expensive.
It's got to last
yeah,
longer.
Yeah, I assume they last longer.
The packaging
longer.
Was really lovely. It was actually really pretty. I was like, okay, I see.
I appreciate nice packaging.
Yeah, I appreciate the packaging.
Some good packaging. Here's the thing. Shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but sometimes something that has good packaging, you're like, that's going
to
be cool.
It's going to be great. I can't wait to open it up. I used to be a person, when I bought a DVD, I walk into that Best Buy, I'm opening that baby right up.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see what's
oh, yeah. No,
I want to see what's in
things
that.
Right
Did
away.
You wait until you got home?
Absolutely
no.
not. I want to see
God
the,
no.
I want to see the DVD cover. I want to see what the design. I want to see how do they design that DVD.
I waited
and secondly,
until I got home and appreciated it.
I wanted to see that slip. And then there was a time when I opened up the DVD and there was no more slips.
Yeah, those
they
were
got
gone.
Rid of them.
Yeah.
That was a sad day.
Yeah, it was
a sad
paper.
Day. I still miss the bonus features on DVDs.
I know.
What do you mean? They still do bonus
Honestly,
features on
like
DVDs.
That's the only
no,
reason.
No,
oh, because you don't
Because
get
I don't have DVDs. Oh.
But if you
get
that's
it from the
only iTunes,
reason to get.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Netflix did it for Beyond Stranger Things.
Yeah.
But okay, so the difference between me now and me at like 15 uh-huh. is summarized by my choice.
Just one thing
is summarized by my buying habit at Best Buy when I got a Best Buy gift card. Okay, uh-huh. So here it goes. So I got a Best Buy gift card, and they have at Best Buy a bunch of DVDs.
Yes.
So I walked in there, and I had the choice of like you know pretty much any DVD. I wanted. I found this 3-pack of it was like The Matrix, something else, and something else. And I was like, "Whoa! You get 3 movies for basically the price of one."
Yeah.
So I put that in my cart, and then I was addicted, and I was like, "I gotta find another because I could buy one more DVD, or I could buy 3 for the same price." So. I went around the store and tried to find the best package of DVDs I could find. Just not even the best. That's very overly characterizing. I was just trying to find the most amount of DVDs I could find bundled into
just
a pack. Because
you're just trying to get all the DVDs.
I was like, shit, I could get so many DVDs if I find the packs. So I found a pack of 100 sci-fi movies.
What?
100 sci-fi movies
that's
on like
pretty good
12
deal.
Discs. It was in a package that
was
like,
this?
It was like this big. Uh-huh. It was the rest of my gift card. I think I had like maybe like a $40 gift card and it was like 30, you know, $30 or something. Insane.
Wait, this is a horror or sci-fi?
Sci-fi.
Do you still have this?
Okay, so I'm not
like,
sure.
Give it to me.
But, but here's the thing. I took that home and I put it in because I was so excited. I was like, wow, 100 sci-fi movies. I'm going to watch all of them. I'm a huge sci-fi fan. So I was like, I'm ready. They were all the worst sci-fi movies ever. They
that
were
sounds even
so
better.
Bad. Not in a fun way. In just like a dumb, like not good. And I got 100 of them. And I put the DVD in and I watched like 3 of them. And I was like, wow, these are really bad. Okay, let me put on another. Let me just open another. Maybe it was just that disc. Maybe that disc wasn't good. Put it in. Those were still bad. I put in another disc. Those were still bad. I was like, I wasted that $30 because I was trying to get 100 movies.
So you went over quantity
well,
over
was
quality.
It like, was like the lighting bad? Like you could see harsh shadows?
A lot of them were like
the
plot old,
was the story?
The old CD C or D level sci-fi movies that were done for like $12 when a studio just wanted cash.
Yeah.
A lot of them were black and white. A lot of them were silent and they were just dumb and not good and not even fun to watch. Not even like that level. There were a couple. There were a couple. There was one that was like an evil Santa Claus elves one where it was like Santa Claus versus the Black Lagoon or something. It was ridiculous. There were movies like that where you're like, okay, I could see getting into this and like watching it as a cult thing. But it was also 15, so I didn't really care about that. I mean, I wasn't like watching it for that. I wanted to get 100. I thought I was getting 100 awesome. I thought I was getting like, you know, I thought I was getting like, what is it? Like, Encounter.
Yeah. I thought you were getting like 100 versions of the sci-fi version of Casablanca or something.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought I was
getting
like
shit.
The Matrix and like And like
a thousand aliens from Zimbabwe.
Yeah, like killer like clowns from space. That's the one. And yeah, like those kinds of like classic, you know, what's the one where they? It's the classic one with where they're listening and they hear. I can't remember what it is. Anyway,
E.T.
E.T. Like I wanted those movies, and no, it was a thousand awful movies. It was 100 awful movies. But yeah, but so now, I learned very quickly that like sometimes when you buy a bunch of something for the same price as one thing, this means those that 100 things are that's real
good,
bad.
Yeah. That's a good lesson to learn
that
at 15,
is a good lesson.
Though.
It's a good lesson to learn. I don't think I really learned it at 15. I'm saying the difference between me now and me then is that now I understand if I walk into a store and there's a pack of 100 movies for the same price as one movie, I know it's probably pretty shitty.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Most likely shitty. You're aware of the situation.
I'm aware of the fact that quantity does not equal quality.
That's
in fact,
true.
Usually it's the inverse. Usually if there's a lot of something, it doesn't
Speaking
tend to
of,
be as
I
good.
I did see The Room finally.
You saw
you
it?
You did?
I definitely did not enjoy it.
Oh my God.
Okay, that first time I started watching it. Yeah.
I understand why people like, I'm still going to go see The Disaster
Wait, did you see
artist.
It by yourself?
No, I saw it with a group.
Okay.
But I saw it with a couple people who also hadn't seen it.
Okay.
And one person who had.
One? Only one?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So like, and mind you, and of course, like, the other people in the room were like, how the fuck did this get made? Like, they were, like, into it in, like, the way you're supposed to be into the bad movie. I was just getting angry
yeah.
that it existed.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's where my brain went of, like, how dare? Like, I went in that direction. And I was just like, because also, like, clearly the man hates women. Like, he has, like, he has some issues.
Yeah.
But it was just, I'm just, like, watching
yeah,
this. I'm just, like,
yeah.
I can't, why is the sex scene so long? I don't. I was just very uncomfortable and,
weird.
Like, it's weird. And, like, but, oh, hi, Mark was funny. Okay, I'll
oh,
take
hi,
that.
Mark.
That's
yeah.
fine.
Oh, hi, Dougie.
Hi, Dougie.
Hi, Dougie.
Oh, yeah, hi, Dougie was great. But, like, other than like, those little, yeah. like, unintentionally
oh,
funny
it's
moments.
It's really
just,
hard
like,
to watch. But I love
rough.
It because of that. Because it's just, it's such a failure on so many levels.
Yes.
It's, like, the ultimate failure. And
there's
so
one shot that's like a security camera.
Yeah, uh-huh. Because they couldn't fit it. They couldn't fit everything in, so they just shot it from up high. Do you see the part where they're laying on the stairs and you think you know what's happening and then he comes from above? You see that part?
I might have been looking at my phone.
Oh God. Okay. There's one shot.
There's a lot of moments of me going.
There's one shot where she's on the stairs. She's like laying on the stairs and she's like her head's back and she's doing the thing and you think you know what's happening. You think you know where he is. Down there, and then all of a sudden he comes from way above her, and you're like, What is that? Yeah. Where are you coming from? It's yeah, so
when I first saw that movie, I was like, Is this are we watching a
porno?
Porno,
oh, yeah, no, that's what that felt like in the very because it was like within like
it's within like
minutes.
5 minutes,
and
yeah.
it was back to back to back.
Yeah,
happening.
There's like
and
three
long.
Of them within
yeah.
the first like 20
like,
minutes.
What is happening?
I
okay.
kind of felt a little uncomfortable at first.
Yeah, I was
and
uncomfortable.
Then it became,
and
then the hijinks
like,
ensued.
Yeah, and I was just like, this is... But no, but I needed to watch it because I'm going to see Disaster Artist. Even
yeah.
though now I'm like, damn, I kind of wish I hadn't because it would have been interesting to see how...
That would have been weird.
That movie...
Yeah. yeah. How you reacted to it? Yeah,
yeah
without
how
seeing
would
the
movie? I reacted to it without... Because the little trailer, the preview of the Disaster Artist that I watched made me want to see The Room. I had
yeah.
zero interest in it before. I saw Tommy Wiseau at a Comic-Con like 2 years ago and he was signing... Basketballs?
Yep.
Not footballs, basketballs.
No.
But now I understand like how much weirder that is.
Yeah, than signing
like,
footballs, yeah.
I was like, why was he signing basketballs then? Like, shouldn't he have been signing?
How was that scene in the alleyway? Where they're just throwing a football around and he just falls over
Here's
and then
the thing.
Leaves?
I really enjoy
bad.
Watching shitty movies.
Yeah.
I have another friend group that they haven't done in a while, but for a good year, once a month. No, this was like... We watched awful movies. So we started off with like a talking cat, question mark.
Oh, yeah,
exclamation
yeah. Uh-huh.
We watched that guy's entire collection of movies.
Oh, yeah.
We watched a talking puppy, a talking pony.
A talking horse?
My brother is a vampire. Like, because he started going, he's like, oh, Twilight's popular. So he did that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, and that guy, awful. But we actually saw progression with every movie. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And he started off, he was a porn producer.
Right.
Who was like, I'm going to make kids movies now. So all his movies, like, it just felt like the beginning of it. Like, it was like, oh, this is the beginning of a scene. And then it just never got
no
to
sex.
It was never, because it's kids movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it just never got to sex. I think maybe there was kissing in one movie. But it was always like, fun. This is a setup.
It's so funny.
These are, I was like, these are friends. This is going to be a thing. And then it just never. And I was like, I appreciate that. I find that funnier.
And then the opposite is The Room, where like 2 seconds into it, you're like, wait, why? If you haven't seen The Room, go see The Room, at least for the experience of seeing The Room.
Don't watch it with your parents.
No.
Yeah, I didn't expect those things to happen.
Don't watch it with your parents.
Those first 30 minutes, just once you get through that, I feel like all the porno stuff.
Yeah, it goes away. Well, here's the thing. It's like, it's you see her topless and you see his butt.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's the extent of it.
And there's a lot of moaning that's added that wasn't necessary.
And that was all added in post, too, because you can hear it.
Yeah.
And it's just real gross.
Honestly, that's really what made me go,
and he's like aiming for her belly button.
Yeah. It's just like, that's
and you're like,
not
why?
How that works.
That's not where that goes. I think he thinks it goes in the belly button, which is a whole other thing. Tommy Wiseau is just weirdo.
Yeah, it was just real weird. The sounds really creeped me out because I was just like, no, those are sounds. And I was just like, I can't.
So I read The Disaster Artist, and it was fantastic. So if you've seen The Room and you want more info before the movie comes out, The Disaster Artist, the book and the audiobook is read by Greg, the main guy in The Room.
Oh.
Not Tommy, but the other guy. So if you want like background before
Mark?
You see the movie, yeah, Mark. if you want more background before you see the movie that's coming out, because the movie does take liberties from what I understand. It's good. It's supposed to be really good.
Because it's a movie. It's
right, cool. Right. But The Disaster Artist is literally like a biography of the adventure he had, and like it was just crazy shit. Like he filmed on both.
Because this will be spoilers, probably.
No, it's fine. It's just little things. Like he filmed on. He made the whole movie. They record the whole movie on a special rig that was designed to shoot both. They had a film camera and a digital camera side by side, and they just shot the whole thing on both film and digital. And the reason why is because he said he wanted to be the first one to do it. Kubrick had never done it.
He never did.
Kubrick never did it.
And look at him now.
Hitchcock never did it. So he is the first one to do it.
Okay.
Why you would do it?
No reason.
No reason. Doesn't make any sense. Has no bearing on anything, but he did it on both. He was the first one to do it. Little Tommy. But yeah, it's really good. I go read the book. It gives you like some awesome insight into exactly how that movie came to be. But really, really good. Really crazy.
Also, side note before you get into questions. Uh-huh. Earlier, like way earlier, I was eating popcorn. And I licked my finger to lick the thing off.
Oh, yes.
And I made a face. And I know I made a face. And just in case someone saw me, like, why the hell did Star make this awful face?
Oh, yeah.
I have stuff on my fingernails to make it taste awful so I don't bite them. I forgot. And so you can't lick your fingers when that's going on. So I did that. And I was just, like, horrified. So anyway, if anyone caught that earlier and was just like, I wonder why she made a face.
Now you know.
Now you know. And I just wanted to clarify that. Now,
before we get too much farther,
before we get much further, because it's just in my head, and I was paranoid about it, and
it's
really
good,
awkward.
Good
note.
Good colon. Side note. Colon. Is that right? The two dots.
Yeah, the two dots. Good. By the way, speaking of the Slack,
yes.
Oh boy,
Jesus!
It's been a week for the Slack.
My God.
The Slack family.
I feel bad we haven't been able to get on it as much because we've been busy.
We've been so busy, but holy shit, we watched the video. Of the meetup.
Yeah.
And it brought, I was like tearing up.
I had goosebumps.
Is so it. Amazing. It's so crazy.
Just, I kind of like, I had my arms folded watching them, like, aw, these dorks. And I was like,
but
it was just so endearing.
So cute.
And I was just like,
oh,
you
God,
goosebumps.
It makes me so happy.
It's pretty amazing.
It was so cute. I was just like, I felt like, I think this is like what aunts feel like when you see like your nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
Or you're just like, look at them. That's so great.
It was the best. It was so cool.
So
was
if nobody
amazing.
Knows, you know, obviously, well, you all know we have a Slack that people...
I hope you're aware by this. If this is your first episode of We Stay Late, first of all, I'm sorry. Second of all, go back and listen to the rest of the episodes. Third of all, go join the Slack.
Join the Slack. Slack is a community of people who... it's constant communication, constant conversations. We've had people move in together because of it. And this past weekend, we had a couple people meet up in New York.
Yep, we had a East Coast meetup.
Yeah,
in New York.
In New York,
a Whistler meetup.
Whistler meetup, and it was really.
They took photos,
horrible,
and then a
sweet.
Video just came out today. I think it was today that
John
that,
made it,
that,
right?
Yeah, yeah. That dropped, and it was amazing. So you should go watch it.
It
and,
was so cute.
It's so amazing.
I'm happy that we were able to bring friends together.
Yeah,
that's
it's so
amazing.
Cool. I mean. The thing is like, this is such a random thing for us to have done.
The fact that it's done any good so far is like, I'm satisfied.
Done anything is insane.
We're good. We're done.
I think our job here is done. Yeah. We get on the podcast right here, but we're not going to.
No, we're not.
I was like, we could end it right here, and I would feel satisfied.
I thought like you were gonna say like, because when we weren't, when we thought we weren't gonna record this.
Oh
today,
no,
I was
you
just
didn't
like,
know
what
if
we just went silent and just didn't do anything anymore?
Just went
like
radio
we did
silent
it.
After this.
We won.
No, it's not gonna happen. We are going to be off next week.
Yes.
Oh no, we aren't.
No, we aren't.
Oh,
we aren't.
We
aren't.
Oh,
we
aren't.
Wait,
we decided
right.
We aren't. We're not. We got some.
Ooh,
okay.
Baby.
Yeah, ooh, baby.
Ooh, baby.
That's right. We figured that out.
We figured it out.
Yeah.
But before we get any farther, I need to read this little HelloFresh ad because HelloFresh gave us free food and told us, you guys are cool. We're gonna support you.
Yeah.
So we're gonna support them. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers your favorite step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy.
It's tasty.
Choose your delivery day for when it works best for your busy schedule. Pause your account for weeks at a time when you're out of town, which is awesome because some weeks, like this week, we would not have been able to make food. We would have been on set. We would have not had time. And so we could just put it on pause and then resume it next
Unless
week.
You have, you know, you don't want to go get food for Thanksgiving.
That's true. And
then
you
get HelloFresh.
Yeah, you just get HelloFresh. I know.
I wish they had, like, you know, something for the holidays.
Yeah,
like, I wish they had something for...
Here's the thing.
What?
They do.
What? Are you serious?
I'm serious. Let me get through this, and then I'll get through this. I'm getting out of order. Okay, so all the ingredients come pre-measured in handy-labeled meal kits so you know which ingredients go with which recipe, and they're delivered right to your door in a recyclable, insulated packaging. I'm going to jump over to this and then jump back. So basically, because we already on the subject.
Wait, question real quick. Is this a bit, or are you, like, for real?
I don't know.
He doesn't know what they have. So HelloFresh knows that its customers are busy and loves that they wear their busyness as a badge of honor. While the holiday season can creep towards chaos, there's a festive hustle and bustle you should take time to enjoy. So
I like that word, hustle and bustle.
I love that. So here's the thing. I'm gonna hand you the notable HelloFresh holiday recipes, and you're gonna read them and tell me what you think.
Wait, what?
I'm gonna hand you the holiday recipes,
okay.
And you're gonna read them, and you're gonna tell me what you think.
Oh, okay.
So basically, you get fewer trips to the grocery store and less time in the kitchen, which means you get to spend more time with family and the festivities. You can choose your delivery day to keep up with your busy holiday time schedule, and HelloFresh can keep you afloat during the busy holiday season. All right, here you go.
Ooh, these are the recipes?
The recipes, right at the bottom. See where it says recipes?
Oh yeah. Okay, baby. Listen, these are the notable HelloFresh holiday recipes. We got meatloaf a la mom with roasted root vegetables.
Guys,
and
I just recently tried meatloaf, and I actually really like it. I never
you
thought I'd...
You know what meatloaf is?
Uh-uh. Nope.
It's not bad.
Like in the last year, I had
it's
and I was like, it's pretty
it's
good.
Like fancy hamburger. It's
the
pretty
texture,
tasty.
The texture is interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on who makes it,
that's
which
true.
I'm sure the HelloFresh version is
well,
delicious.
Well, this one's a la mom. So your mom personally.
Like, which mom? But like which mom though?
Your mom. I don't know. A mom. They could just grab
it's
a mom.
Just, yeah. Any mom?
Any mom. Meatloaf a la mom with roasted root vegetables and thyme gravy.
Thyme gravy.
Thyme is delicious. If you don't like that, well, that's okay. We got pan-seared scallops with heirloom tomatoes, mashed potatoes, and Meyer lemon.
Meyer lemon?
That's like some Gordon
that
Ramsay.
Actually sounds really fucking
that
good.
Sound
that sounds
good.
Really good.
Those heirloom tomatoes. I like this one. This is probably my favorite. The next one is figgy pork.
I think we talked about this one last time.
We did.
Figgy pork.
That's what I said. This was one. I was like, it's a bit because I was like, we talked about this.
But yeah. I don't think he fully realized.
I didn't.
The holidayness of these recipes.
Look at this figgy pork tenderloin with green beans and rosemary potato. Ooh man, rosemaries.
Rosemary potatoes.
Rosemary
I
potatoes.
Love me some rosemary. My mom had a rosemary bush back in the backyard.
Yeah, that's the best.
That's the best.
And you just do you remember getting like it on your fingers as a kid? Like you get the smell.
Yeah, and it stays on you. If you haven't taken a shower, get a rosemary bush, rub it all over you. next
pro tip from Luis. If you don't want to take a shower, just go roll in a rosemary bush.
You got a hot date, jump into that rosemary bush. And actually afterwards, if you have dinner, just scrape it off a little.
Yeah,
little seasoning.
A little braid on your Just you can just catch it in your hairs and then put the
But you don't want that kind of rosemary. You want HelloFresh rosemary potatoes. And if that's not your jam. Well, we got butternut squash and sage risotto.
Ooh, sage risotto.
Yeah.
I like those two words together.
I like that. Sage risotto.
I can't even picture that.
Rosemary potatoes.
And sage
potatoes. Thyme gravy. They really know how to use their seasonings.
I want a little bubble to pop up.
Boop.
of you imagining
okay.
it.
Okay.
With Parmesan and pepitas.
Parmesan?
And pepitas.
What are pepitas?
I don't know.
Sounds like little potatoes.
Little potatoes.
Here's the thing. The smaller the potato, the better for me.
Ooh,
I like those little red ones.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Those are great.
Those are real
the
good.
The fingerling it's potatoes. Like,
here's a little pepita, and you just suck it in. So, well, we got one more.
Oh, one more.
We got one. You think it's over? No. HelloFresh brings the arsenal of food. We got thyme gravy chicken with roasted carrots and cassio e pepe potatoes. I hope that's
cassio
how you
pepe.
Pronounce it.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
Is that how you pronounce it? Cassio? C-A-C-I-O.
Hey, HelloFresh. Just
Casillo.
Let us know if,
I think
if
it's
we didn't pronounce that right. We'll be on Twitter. Yeah. You can tweet at us. Well, at We Stayed
Casillo.
Late.
Cassio e pepe potatoes. Holy crap.
So I had that as pizza and it was real good.
Well, if Spencer had it as pizza, then you can have it too.
The cassio e pepe? So good. Yeah, so we actually got some of the meals last time. We got that. We talked about this before. We got those turkey burgers.
Ooh,
I still make those. God. They're so good. They send awesome meals to you right to your door, and we got to make some. And they're
I'm looking up how to pronounce it.
Oh, okay. So for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and enter promo code WSL30. WSL30. What? Hello.
Hello, Fresh?
Hello? Do you have
what
a friend in Fresh?
I'm so confused.
No, I don't.
Well, you should go. Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
You broke the
I
bit.
I fucked it up. Wait.
Wait, do you have a friend named Fresh?
Why, yes, I do.
Well, you should go say hello to him.
Oh, well, hello, Fresh.
Let's see if I can get this pronunciation.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Cassio.
So let's read that again. Hold on. It would be thyme gravy chicken with roasted carrots and cassio y pepe potato. All right, I have to read one more thing. You won't spend all night in the kitchen because recipes only take around 30 minutes. Lots of one-pot recipes, which are awesome for seriously speedy cooking and minimal cleanup. I love those one-pot recipes
where
you just
throw
it in.
The one-pot recipes are
legit. Woo! Each week, there's a 20-minute meal under the classic menu for when you really don't have more time than that.
You can feel like a witch with that one-pot recipe.
Yep, you just get it in the pot, you just stir it all right up.
Boil and double in trouble. That's not how you say it.
Oh, no, that's not how you say it.
But that's
that
awesome.
At all.
They have a 20-minute meal, so if you're like really low on time, you can just get that 20-minute meal, which is great. So HelloFresh.com and our promo code WSL30. That's 30. Awesome. Okay, should we jump into some questions?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. What are you guys doing? Are you sign language?
I'm trying to do.
Three
yeah,
zero.
We're bringing it back to the threes.
Oh, the three. Oh yeah.
For the listeners at home, we're doing threes with our fingers.
I'm doing a zero. I think that's a zero.
Is that right?
Okay. what are people's flight rituals or entertainment choices? Like when you're going on a flight, like what do you do to get ready, or what do you do before? Do you have any rituals that you do before?
Okay, so it depends on like if I have a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
Then I get everything. I get my computer, get my hard drive. I get that all set up so I can work in the plane.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's my plan, but then I go to sleep. So that sucks. But for the most part, I try to be very lean with my stuff. Like. Right when I'm about to go check or go through the security, I'm waiting in line, take the belt off, put that
too.
In the bag, put the wallet, put the keys, put that in the bag, make sure I have no shirt or hat, so I have to take that
just
off.
Just take your shirt and hat off?
And I wear the simplest shoes so I can slip those babies right off. So I come in, ready to go, no belt. They come in, sir, have you taken everything out? Yes, I have. I walk in, put my arms up.
Yep.
You don't need to tell me twice or once. I'm ready to go. And then I leave.
Yeah, I mean, you're one of those people that gets through security in like 12 seconds.
Once I know I have my laptop, boom.
But here's the thing.
Boom.
I'm really good at getting ready to go through security. Like,
yeah.
I have my belt off. I get all my shit out. I know what needs to be pulled out. I pull out my, like, my liquids that need to come out. You know how that – is this – oh, yeah. I have my liquids that need to come out. Like, I'm on it. The minute those things come back out the other side of the X-ray machine – I am an utter mess.
Yeah, it's true. That is true.
I grab everything and it's just falling from my hands and like my liquids are spilling and my backpack's open and I've shoved my shoes in there. My belt is hanging off one belt loop and it's just not. It's just my coat is like wrapped around my neck and it's just not as good situation. So I need to practice like getting out of.
Ooh.
Hello. Hello, Fresh. I need to practice getting like on the flip side of it because I've gotten the. Beginning down,
right.
but I think my preparation that like I'm so prepared there that by the time I get to the end, I'm like, oh, I'm good. And then I'm like, oh shit, I have to do much stuff.
People
and
are behind
people
you.
People behind me waiting.
Honestly, I don't mind that part because
because he got the benches.
Here's the thing: for whatever reason, I always get called out of the line.
Oh, I wonder.
I don't know.
I wonder what's different.
But I get called out of the line, so I end up having to wait longer anyway. So if I'm gonna take my time at the end getting all my shit together, I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm gonna put all my stuff together here because you made me wait over there. Because we gotta get the female security guard. Blah, blah. I was like, just let me go through the machine. I purposely wear a yoga pant, and I usually wear my SourceFed shirt.
Uh-huh.
Like, no wires on anything, just so that I'm like...
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I wear no... I go through, and about
pull your side.
About, like, half the time. But it's they mark me, like, when you show your ID. And I don't know what it
is. See, I always have my ticket on my phone because I don't want them making pen descriptions on my ticket.
I print it out when I'm there sometimes. Or, well, now I print it out ahead because now they start charging
I don't want them
that.
Marking my ticket.
I don't mind it. But they mark it sometimes, like I try to figure out the code, like if I'm going to get called out, because they mark it, and I'm like, I wonder if this is the code. But I don't know. But yeah, I try to be as comfortable as possible. I usually have my little pillow too.
I definitely try to sneak in too much liquid. like they say you only can bring two or three of those liquids.
Yeah.
I bring like five sometimes.
LAX doesn't seem to give a shit. It's always on the way back. Where I'm
it
like,
is
like,
on the
as
way
long
back.
As they're in that baggie.
Even in the baggie, like, they're like, no, what's this perfume? And I'm like, God damn it, I paid for that perfume. And they just take it. I'm like, God. Man. So I get myself. Here's the thing. As long as my computer's fine, I'm good. I don't care.
Yeah. I try to keep everything easy access, like, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the middle, the aisle, or the window?
So I like the window growing up.
I prefer the window.
But as I've gotten older, I think I like the aisle.
Mm.
It allows me to get up and down easier.
But do you,
go to the bathroom.
Do you hate it that people on the window... In the middle, like if they have to go to the bathroom, you have to get up?
See, I don't mind that as much because, like, I get it. They didn't really, like, especially with Southwest where you just take the seats you can get. Like, I get it. But I would almost prefer to get – here's the thing. I would prefer that I have to get up or move for them to get out than them have to get up for me.
Oh, I see.
You see what I mean? Because it's one or the other.
Here's the thing. This is part of your airport prep. Before you get on the plane,
you
get all your business done beforehand.
But some people...
It's a flight, 9-hour flight, 10-hour flight.
Or even a 2-hour flight.
You get your shit done beforehand, and then you don't drink anything.
But some people just happen to pee a lot.
And you get the window seat, so then you just sleep and not worry about it.
I get the window seat because then if I'm like editing, then I have a whole setup. I got my wires and cords, and then it's like I have my little
corner.
You
stay there. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know how that is. I mean, I like to fly. I enjoy flying.
I like flying, too.
Yeah, I enjoy flying, but I don't enjoy sleeping on flights. I try to so
get that
hard.
Neck pillow.
I have one, and I just...
You get the neck pillow, you get the window, you prop it up on the side, you go like this, and you, like, do the thing.
I know.
You also have a jacket, a light jacket that you can fold up to fit into a little hole in the thing, so it becomes a proper pillow.
So I typically sometimes, I don't know why, I never sleep before a flight. I don't want to, but that's what happens. And so I want to work, but I end up passing out.
Yeah.
And it's
so
the sounds.
It's and I have I use those things, those on the back of your head. They have
in
these
the back of your head.
They have these foldable headrests.
Oh yeah.
And
I've
so
seen
you can
those.
Curve it around your head. So if you happen to like if your head happens to fall to the left or the right, it catches you.
Those don't ever work for me.
I love those.
I think it's the hair.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I think it's the hair. I was just like, those never work for me. So I always have to, like, with the pillow, like, adjust and try to figure it out. And I also want the window because I sleep with my mouth open if I'm sitting up. So it's kind of like, well, I'm going to try to avoid as many people as possible as I'm like.
I've gotten to the point sometimes where I won't even go back in my seat.
Yeah.
Because, like, if I'm going to pass out, like, if my mission is to pass out, I don't want anyone to bother me. So I'm going to keep my seat up. And then I just sleep like a vampire.
I remember being
like no one's coming in. Excuse me, sir. Wake up and move your seat up. No, I'm out.
You have to do that. You have to make sure your seatbelt buckle is visible latched. So they don't wake you up to check to see your seatbelt.
Yep. You got
to
make it real apparent.
Well, they don't give you blankets anymore. So.
I remember when I that's true. I remember when I was I must have been in college, but I was flying and it was I was flying by myself and it was like one of the first times that I ever had a really bad not bad experience but like. A negative experience flying, and I was sitting in the seat, and then Everything was fine. I was enjoying the in-flight entertainment on the TV.
Part of me just wants to guess because I'm like, where could this possibly be going?
And some lady
decided
it'd be a great idea for her to stick her feet through the fucking thing and put her foot
barefoot, right next to my
unacceptable. Like, you can't see it if you're listening, but if you're watching, it was like on my armrest.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable.
And I was like, what is happening?
I would spill water on her foot.
So I nudged it, hoping that she would get the hint. No hint. I was like, what are you doing? Why? Who said this was okay? No. It took me a little bit, but then what I did is I got up and I looked behind me, pretending like I was stretching, and then I took my seat and I just took it all the way back, and then I put my arm and went like this, and her foot got, like, she took her foot back, and I was like, yeah, no, don't do, I didn't say anything, but I just, like, passive-aggressively,
okay, no, that's
like,
fine, that's an acceptable way to do.
I was waiting for the other foot to come out the other side.
You know what I would have done? Now that I think about it?
Just tickle?
I would have sneezed.
Oh.
I would have sneezed on her foot.
I would have just dropped some jelly on her
just like
foot.
A good, with like a little bit, like
yeah,
extra,
a little
just
bit
a,
spit.
Just to get that like shower spray. Because, you know, if you're going to be gross, I'm going
to
be gross.
But how are you going to make a sneeze?
You just go,
oh my God.
Achoo!
Yeah, you just need to make that kind of sound and just shh. And then,
so you know, in cartoons, they would always have that thing where they put pepper in someone's face and they would sneeze. As a kid, I used to do that on myself to see if I could do it. So I got a bunch of pepper and I went on my nose.
No!
And it smelled like a zoo, like like a bunch of poop or something.
No.
And it burned, and I don't know if I sneezed. Maybe I did.
I'm sure you did.
It was a lot. Have.
Yeah, at least snot. It was just probably snot.
It burned. It definitely burned.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
See, I was thinking about just, like, acting like I was going to go. Here's the thing. Is like, if I wouldn't have minded so much that her foot was there, I really wanted to, like, lean my head against the I'm going to do it. Lean my head against the wall like this and then just drool under her foot. Like, that would have been a good...
That's a long game.
That's a long game.
Yeah.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I didn't mind it so much, but I was like, this foot is
gross. If I had fingernail polish, there's a part of me that also wants to...
Start painting?
Yes.
This is awful, but I'm like, there's so many ways.
Yeah, why would... But what would drive a person to... Why...
This is... Yeah, who would say this is okay?
They literally weren't thinking that they were putting their foot by your face. That's the best answer.
Maybe they thought there was nobody in front of them.
So here's... No, she knew there was nobody in front of her.
It's blank not thinking about what that actually is. Like, oh, I could put my foot here. They probably won't mind. Like, it's just... You know how, like, everyone's grosser around their family than they are around everybody else? I think she had the frame of mind of, I'm around family for whatever reason, which is gross.
I could take my shoes off in a plane, which is like...
Which I've done that.
I've done it too, but like, you have to be real careful that you wash those socks.
Oh, yeah.
If you take your shoes off and you even just get a whiff of anything...
You put it back
in.
You put those shoes back on.
No, you don't like... Yeah, you don't. You have to make sure...
Especially if you're not with people you know that are like cool with that. If you're going to do that, the whole row has got to take off their shoes so you don't know who's who. You gotta just mix smells.
You do the hint of it, and then you just kind of like, you're like, you get a little whiff. Is it? And then
so no. I will confess, okay, I've done the thing where I've slouched down in my chair in a plane, and then accidentally touched the foot of the person in front of me.
But there's that bar,
right? In some planes, in the cheap planes, they don't
see,
have
my
the
bag is there.
See,
so
we just
I don't,
did it.
I can't do it.
But see, like, usually the bag is there. But, like, if you just have the bag up there and I have it on my lap, like, I've done that on accident, and I apologize. If I did that to you, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but that's not gross. Well, at least that's not
But
gross.
It was an accident.
That's a foot.
This was not a fucking accident. This was a deliberate choice to put your foot in my face, you asshole.
Enemy of the podcast, woman with
some
the...
Some woman, yeah. She probably just didn't
do
know.
Do you guys check in your bags or do you carry on?
I carry mine on.
Yeah. I do carry on. I only do check in.
This is our flight podcast.
I haven't done a check in a long time.
We had to do it for when we flew. Oh,
that was a goddamn mess.
It was
mess.
A nightmare.
I hated it.
Ugh. Especially because of the situation. Because we had so much stuff and you had to pay extra and it was, and you, you, there was so much traffic on the way there. You had to get another flight. Like, it was just nuts. But.
Oh, I did.
You had to get a different flight.
I did.
You had to take a different flight there.
I think I met Natalie Portman.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
You're like, it was so bad.
She was with her mom, and she was in the corner because I like to wait. I don't like to wait in the crowded area where you get the bags.
Oh, yeah. I remember you saying, yeah, you like to wait off in the corner, and so was she.
Yeah, it's basically like you're going to get your bags last corner. You know what I mean? It's like the last turnaround.
Oh, okay.
So I'm there. It's fine. No one's around me. I can just wait. I see my bag, whatever. I can wait a couple seconds. But next to me, too, was Natalie Portman and her mom and I think her kids. And they were just being normal people.
Yeah.
And it was nice. I didn't want to bother them.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm terrified of those things that have your luggage. Not terrified. But, like, I just think that the things that are taking your luggage all around, like, are pretty scary.
I've always wanted to drop it
from, like, so far. Like, if you have anything fragile. Like, I was carrying stuff for the con when I flew to San Jose to do the con. And I was like, all right, I'm going to put fragile on this bag so nobody messes with it because it had like a bunch of the stuff in it, and like, and we had the thing that the eggs were in, the little plastic acrylic container that the eggs were in, the free eggs.
Yes, free eggs.
I had that, and I had stuff in there. I like had a pad and stuff, but like, I had them put fragile on it specifically because I was like, that thing is gonna get cracked. It is not very good quality. Like, it is a $25 piece of acrylic. Like, this is not gonna do well. And then I see my bag coming down the line. And I see it says it has the fragile tag on it. And the irony of it having the fragile tag on it. And then it just dropping from like 5 feet above and sliding down the thing and then just like smacking the thing and rolling and then just like colliding with other bags and then sitting there. I was like, this is not an appropriate way. I don't know how to carry fragile things. I guess you have to carry them in your carry-on.
Yes, you have to carry it on.
But like, what if it's huge? I couldn't carry that. Sometimes and all my other stuff.
You mail it. Sometimes then you don't put know what happened to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's true.
Had a thought. It's gone.
Oh, goodbye thought.
Goodbye thought.
Hello, Fresh.
Goodbye thought. When you can't think and you just want to cook.
Next question.
Hello, Fresh. okay, you're given a... sorry. Do you ever have a moment where you just completely forget how to do something that you do practically every day?
I mean...
spelling a word or...
All the time. I forget people's names that I've known for years.
Oof.
Oh, yeah.
I feel bad
I just,
that.
Like, all of a sudden just be like, oh, I forgot their name.
I don't feel bad when
wait.
People forget my name because I forget other people's names.
See, no one forgets my name, and I feel real bad.
Well, because
your
name is very distinct.
Yeah, Star.
Although when people do forget it, I love the guesses. The guesses are. I usually get a sky. I get a sometimes a moon. They always try.
Moon.
They understand it's space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they're like, okay, I'm in the range, and I'm like, that's fine. And then I feel grateful because I'm like, oh, good, I'm not like the only one who's real bad at remembering names.
I don't feel upset about it. I feel like it's fine.
If you forget somebody's name?
If you forget my name, I'm fine with it.
If I forgot your name, you'd be like...
But like years?
Clearly.
Well,
yeah,
years.
I feel like if I forgot Louise's name and I was like... And, oh God. You'd be like, Louise, I know your brain.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I know that your brain just shorted out that
second.
Yeah,
that's all that happened.
And that's all that happened. Here's the more embarrassing part. Is when you meet somebody and you're like, oh, hi, I'm Spencer. And you go,
Hello, I'm Luis.
And then I go, I didn't listen to what that person's name
that
was.
That happens to me all the time.
And then I start
talking and then I'm like, oh shit, I spaced out completely when they said that.
Oh, that's every encounter.
Every encounter.
I'm also that person that immediately after that encounter, I will go, I'm sorry, I don't remember your name. And I'll just do it right now because I'm like, this is going to be more embarrassing later.
Oh, God,
tell me their name. I will try to figure out something, and I will only remember that first letter. Because then, like that, and then the next time I see them, and I go, I'm like, okay, I know it starts with an M, and it has 5 letters.
Yeah.
Marissa,
it's like a crossword.
Like, yeah,
you know, it starts with an M,
and
it's
like,
5 letters.
You're close. And I was like, okay, but that's usually I remember the first letter and the number of letters in their name. I don't remember.
Okay,
their
I'm glad I'm not the only one who just.
I do that all the time, especially like with people new hires here.
Yeah.
We meet new people.
I know it's so hard.
Or people
I
who come from New
the
York.
Other day, I was just like. Okay, the girl that's been here for
what's her name?
I was like, what?
Wait.
What is it? No, I'm not saying it
now.
Okay. I'm assuming everyone at some point in this office will listen. But this has also happened several times with several different people where I'm like, we've known them for months. And I'm like,
what's that
name?
I think you told the story on the podcast. I think it was Sam.
It was a Sam with
you.
It was
you, Sam.
You told
that story.
About it.
Wait, what?
It was Sam.
You asked Sam about her.
Oh,
when
I
you
did.
Asked Sam
oh,
about her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was. Yeah, that's that same kind of thing where it's like it just happens. It just happens. I'm sure
you get you get like overwhelmed just by greeting somebody, and you're like,
I'll remember
I hope
where
this
they're
is fine.
From. I'll remember their whole life story. I won't remember their name. And it sucks that they say that's like a big that's important for like business and stuff. Like, remember who you're talking to.
Yeah,
That's like, fine if you don't remember.
But I won't remember directors. I won't remember like things I like in movies. I don't remember anything about it except the story.
Yeah.
And even then, character names. I'll be like, oh, the guy with the thing.
I'm getting bad with character names.
The guy who's this and this. Like, I remember your archetype, but I won't remember the character's name.
The name.
Anime does that's a problem too. Anime, I don't never remember anybody's name because all the sounds sound like words.
So. That was one of the criticisms. One of the many. Hilarious criticisms that I had of Jigsaw. When I broke down, I didn't do that in the podcast, right?
No, talking about
Jigsaw. So I saw Jigsaw, and it was god awful in the best way. It was so bad. But my favorite part was walking out of the theater and going, "What were those characters' names?" I just spent 2 hours of my life with these people, and I had no idea who any of them were.
Yeah.
I didn't remember their names. I didn't remember their backs. Like, they were just some people that were. It was so bad. I mean, it was really fun because it was so bad, but like it was that experience where it's not memorable at all. You just don't, it doesn't matter what their names are.
But MoviePass
now. I got MoviePass. I can go to whatever movies I want. I went to Jigsaw. I got some popcorn.
You didn't see Thor yet, though?
I didn't because I haven't seen the last one.
You don't need to.
Oh, really?
You really don't.
Thank God. Okay, I'm going to go see
it. I didn't see the last one.
You don't need to.
I saw the first Thor. I haven't seen any Thor until this Thor and the difference between what happened to that character from movie one to I don't know what happened in the middle. And now I'm like, oh, this is such an
improvement. The Thor movies are very, each one is very distinct and different.
He goes from being like, I'm an almighty God. Like, because honestly, the only part I remember from the first Thor movie is him taking the cup and going,
yes!
Another!
Because
it was the best part. It was the only time you saw like real genuine humor and it was funny. Fish out of water. I love fish out of water stories. It's great.
It was great.
See, here's the thing. If you got a real fish out of water story, that's a real sad story. That fish dies.
Oh.
Sure. But, okay, mermaid out of water. There we go.
I was just imagining the story where a fish just jumps on land. Hilarity. And then just flops and then dies.
Oh,
what's happening?
I don't know.
We're getting beeped at because I think it's time to go.
That's true.
And then, and the new movie, it's still kind of a fish out of water story, but almost not. Like, it's a different kind.
It's a different kind, but
it's great, and it's funny throughout, and I love it, and it's so good.
Yeah.
I need to go see it.
He's also not as bulky, and I appreciate that.
And you're going to see Justice League.
Tomorrow. Oops. Let's see it.
That's not that exciting.
It'll be fine.
It'll be okay.
It'll be better than the other movies, hopefully. Yeah.
I'm not putting high.
You're not giving it high. Here's the thing. You got to go in with low expectations.
So I watched Thor, and sorry, I'm going back to this.
That's
because
okay.
of spoilers, because I just realized there are certain movies that I don't watch spoilers for. It was Justice League, Thor, and Star Wars. And I found out that there was a character in that movie like a couple weeks before, and it would have been fucking amazing if I didn't know that he was in it. But it's in all the promos and the posters.
Oh, do you mean Hulk?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. He's like in the billboards.
I had no idea. And then
he's
a
like
weekend.
In all the billboards and you're driving around LA like you like.
Well, I know it's a Thor poster, so I just don't look at it. And then at some point, I don't know, I it was bound to happen, you know.
Well,
I was lucky.
They
I was lucky that I wasn't
it everywhere.
I was lucky it wasn't exposed, but okay, I'm not going to talk about it anymore until
it's essentially a Thor Hulk movie. Like it's a Thor movie, but it's them. Like,
yeah, but
and I didn't know.
I'm sorry if I'm already ruining expectations.
That's okay.
Okay,
I haven't seen the last one, so I honestly have no idea what's happening.
But they
and
set
here's
it up
the, what's so funny is that you don't know why. You don't really know why Hulk is there either.
Fuck it, why not?
But it's like fuck it. Who cares?
I did it to you guys. I
love Kate Blanchett in that movie, though. I'll just say that.
When I'm watching a trailer, every trailer I watch, if I'm gonna watch a trailer, because most of the time I don't do it I turn it off halfway through. I did it to you guys.
Yeah, you did it to us. Uh-huh. And I was like, that's appreciated. That's good.
It halfway through a trailer, just shut it off. Shut off the trailer halfway through. You will have so much of a better movie experience. When you go see the movie. If you like the first minute of the trailer,
stop.
Just go see the movie. Stop the trailer. Go see the movie. They reveal way too much. I remember what movie it was. It was some movie about trains, and I think I explained this.
My favorite thing is if someone blindfolded me into a theater and be like,
yeah,
what movie are we seeing? Oh, wait, Wes Anderson film.
Wes Anderson's
coming out with a new movie?
Yeah.
And this is it?
This is a side question. This is like an addendum to this.
Okay, we have 3 minutes.
All right. What was the last movie you went where you went in, actually had zero expectations, had no idea what you were going to watch?
Florida Project. I just saw it.
Okay.
Oh, that's too hard. I can't think of that.
Did I talk about that in the last week?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
Oh.
I think so.
It was a movie, and I saw it at South by Southwest. at Paul Rudd and Emile Hirsch. Emile Hirsch. Yeah. And it was directed by David Gordon Green, the guy who does all the like Vice Principals and Eastbound and Down. And it was called, I don't remember. The title made no sense.
Okay, I'm specifying it to like in a movie theater because I'm sure I've watched like tiny movies that I'm like, I don't know what I'm watching. I'm with a group of friends. They're just putting something in. But in the movie, it was, and this was years ago. This is how long it's been. It was that Brad Pitt movie, The Mexican.
Oh, yes.
No idea what I was. Picked it based on, it was my 15th birthday, and my two best friends were getting into an argument with each other over what movie to see, and yeah. I was getting really heated because I was like, I get to decide. It's my birthday.
Yeah.
But they were fighting with each other over what movie to watch, and no one was consulting me, and I'm like, it's my fucking birthday. And in the end, they couldn't make a decision, so they were like, oh, so we'll start, you pick. And I'm like,
yeah, I was going to pick all along, you asshole.
Yeah, it's your like, birthday. And so I just randomly picked The Mexican because I'm like, fuck it. Because I was so mad.
That's
and we watched it, and I actually really enjoyed it. It was really funny.
Yeah.
It was a good movie.
That's funny.
It wasn't about a person.
It was
a
Julia Roberts and Brad Pitt and somebody else.
That guy from The Sopranos.
Yes, and it was funny. I mean, I don't know how it holds up.
I've never seen
it's probably
it.
Really problematic now, but like.
Yeah.
It was
spoiler alert. It's the gun.
Yeah.
The gun is the Mexican?
The gun is the Mexican.
Okay, well, we have to run.
Yeah.
We literally have to go, like,
yeah,
right
they
now.
Have to, they're going to,
okay.
like, dart away.
For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and enter promo code WSL30. Thanks again to HelloFresh for sponsoring this episode. We love you.
Thank
we
you,
love
HelloFresh.
You. Thank you, HelloFresh.
Love you, HelloFresh.
And thank you to all the Whistlers out there, all the Slackers.
Proud of you, Whistlers.
Proud of you, Whistlers. Tweet at us. Message us on Slack. We love you. We'll see you next week. Actually, I will be gone next week.
Yes.
I won't be here. It's going to be my first time. I'm not going to be on a podcast. So it's up to you guys.
Oh,
it's
no.
up to us, Star.
Luis and Star have to carry the
they
show.
They have to carry the show.
Oh no!
No. We got something up
plan.
Our sleeves.
They
got
a plan.
There is a plan.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. I won't be here, so I'm gonna listen
to it.
Fake
Spencer. Let's get a fake Spencer.
Just get
someone
somebody,
come
yeah.
in and give him a wig.
Ooh, I got plans. Okay.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye.